Welcome everyone joining us here tonight on the Kings County Radio Club's Technical Question and Answer Net. My name is Roy, my call sign is AC2GS, and I will be your net control operator for this informal net. I will be your host, and Bob KD2NVB will be my co-host on this exploration into amateur radio technology. The purpose of this net is to provide a platform for discussion and to offer our answers as well as promote a conversation among all participants of this net. The club maintains an archive of these technical nets on its web pages, and we also offer original articles and reviews on many topics covered during these technical nets. We also publish technical puzzles for our participants to ponder and as a starting off point to discuss important technical concepts. Tonight's TechNet puzzle is posted on our club's website. The link can be found on the front page of our website in orange colored type, but if you would like a simple URL to find it, just type into your browser puzzle.kc2rc.com. Also, we will be offering a streaming service for those who cannot receive our repeater signal. Just point your browser to stream.kc2rc.com, and we also offer an Echo Link node available for use. Just point your Echo Link application to the node kc2rc-r. This net is scheduled for the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month. All of this information can also be found on our club website, which is www.kc2rc.com. Members as well as non-members are welcome to participate, although we do appreciate when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. No question is too simple, no question is dumb. All wisdom begins with the asking of questions. If you have a question, it deserves to be answered. Our format tonight will be to ask for participants to check in only if they have questions or comments for the net. Please give us your first name, your call sign, whether you have a question or a comment. The net will then address each question in order. I will try to provide a cogent answer, and Bob KD2 NVB will join in as well. If any other listener has any further facts or opinions, they will be free to break in with the word comment, and when recognized, offer their knowledge or experiences to us all. If anyone has any suggestions for future topics of interest, please let us know either here on the technical net, or you can reach me via email. My email address is tech@kc2rc.com. And now I would like to introduce my co-host for this net, Bob KD2NVB. Good evening, Bob.
Welcome to the KC2RC repeater system.
Hey, Roy. Good evening, everybody out there. This is Bob, KD2NVB. Looking forward to a good net tonight. Back to you, Roy.
Likewise. Unfortunately, I'm looking at the Echo Link, and no one else is on it, so we won't be hearing immediately from anyone via Echo Link. Might be old. We won't know until we try. So once again, I continue to be AC2GS. My name is Roy, and this is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. So if there's anyone out there with any questions or comments or topics for a conversation, please hit that push to talk and give me your call sign and what you got for us tonight. Oh, well, it looks like another night on the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. Slow to start, but you never know. Let me just throw out, grease the wheels a little bit. I do this little update on the Limark Technical Net of either artificial intelligence or the FCC's recent scary docket, delete, 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 and nothing much going on with AI these days. Thankfully, it's quieted down for a short while. But I was looking around to see what became of the FCC docket. 2 weeks ago, the ARRL replied initially to the docket, and it was really meaningless. But their formal reply to the FCC itself has not yet been filed. It will be filed, I guess, soon, and we will see what they have to say if they publish it. I did read an article on the subject that had nothing to do with the ARRL that reported that apparently the FCC has received approximately 300 replies so far to their recent docket that they labeled delete, 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 and basically to deregulate the FCC rules in order to emphasize the efficient privatization and profitability of the radio waves, which don't quite sound like amateur radio type of things. So apparently the report said that of the 300 replies, They were a mishmash of subjects that were related to whether or not it would have any impact in amateur radio, whether it might put an end to amateur radio. So more questions than answers. So we look forward to the ARRL's response to this docket and the FCC's response thereafter, because it's kind of a formality to ask for responses to a subject. Ultimately, it's the FCC that decides what they want to do, sometimes with the legislature, sometimes without the legislature. It's confusing to me. So we'll see how this goes. I'm not terribly optimistic, but you never know. Maybe they won't even notice us. Anyway, that's my take on, so far, the FCC's docket announcement that they labeled delete, 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 which, I don't know, that's a very strange title for a docket, personally. Anyway, hopefully I gave people the opportunity to warm up their radios and get ready a question or a comment or a topic or maybe even a reply to what I just said. So if there's anyone out there who has something to say, hit that push to talk and say hello. I don't know if I'd call this a tough group or a non-existent group. We had a fun time last Saturday. I did a little presentation. I labeled it The Hitchhiker's Guide to Nano VNAs. I gave out a little booklet, a short little summation. I passed around a manual that they someone came up with and printed themselves and calls it the Missing Manual. And we did a whole bunch of little demonstrations. We showed how to calibrate your nano VNA, how to sweep antennas or any other radiating object to see what their resonance was. We showed use a feature to tell how long your transmission line is and whether there's any damage across that length of transmission line. We demonstrated how ferrites decrease common mode current, and you can actually simulate the measurement using a nano VNA. So I hope everyone enjoyed themselves. It was a couple hours. We started a little late because of a traffic jam, but hopefully everyone enjoyed themselves. And judging from what Maxim said last night at the InfoNet, he's looking for new subjects for new technical presentations in the months to come. And of course, we have our in-person meeting that's back. We're going to do it as a hybrid, so it'll be Zoom as well. That takes place at Knights of Columbus. And all the information about the address and such is listed on the front page of our website, which is www.kingscountyradioclub.com. So that'll be interesting. We'll see what happens with that. Once again, if there's anyone out there who wants to do anything with this technical net tonight other than listen to me, then please hit that push to talk.
K2NVB, I got one little thing. I don't know if you can help on this or not, but if nobody else is there, I can bring it up. Back to you.
Well, apparently no one else is here.
Shoot. I've been trying just to get on the Discord app, and both for this club and also the Birders have some different ones for that. I can't, every time I try to set it up, it'll take my email address and all that. Every time I put in my phone number, it rejects it as not a valid phone number. I try it with dashes. I try just jamming all the numbers together. Sometimes computers like that. And yeah, I don't know. You probably can't help on this. It's just maybe I'll try it today and it'll suddenly work. So that's all I've got right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I probably can't. I don't know. I put my phone number. It took it. I had a curious problem where sometimes if someone invites you through Discord, it sometimes gets a little, if you get invited through a device that you haven't been using your Discord, it sets up a separate Discord. So, and the two Discords don't realize they're the same person. And so it could lead to a lot of confusion and such. But I mean, theoretically, if you give it a 3x3x4 number, it should accept it. So I'm not quite sure why it's giving you any problems. I mean, again, it's theoretically possible that you may have tried Discord once before and entered your phone number, and someplace in the bowels of Discord, it thinks you're a different person trying to duplicate your phone number. So that would be the only reason I could see why Discord wouldn't want to accept a legitimate telephone number with a legitimate number of digits, that it already has it someplace. You might want to kind of go to Discord and kind of look yourself up by telephone number and see if there's already an entry for you there.
I was thinking the same thing before you said it, but I don't, you know, I think I sort of, I don't know if I got ever really, it's possible I could have done this. How do I look myself up? I mean, I did it on the app, too. I did it, well, both, some guy gave me a link and it ended up being the same thing. I tried it on the link and I already have the app. I had the app on my phone for a while. So if I just go in my app, I can just look up somebody. I don't even know how to use Discord because I never even got it set up.
KC2RC.
Well, again, sometimes just, you know, someone will send you some kind of invite. You click on the invite, and someplace along the way, you either get distracted or it crashes, or you feel that it didn't go through, but it's still there. I don't remember exactly how to, but I think there are, either it's the website or the app, that you can log on by your telephone number identity. So if you go looking at the website, maybe, and it says, you know, log on, and it offers you email address, and then it also offers your telephone number, put in your telephone number and see if it recognizes the number. You may not recognize you may not have the faintest idea what the password is, but then you can kind of go backwards and say, you know, send me my password. And then they'll send it to you through the cell phone instead of the email address, probably. So that would be the best guess of how to solve that one.
Right. The only thing is, if I put in the telephone number, and of course, I don't know the password, if I have one at all. How do I know it took the phone number? Because my experience with these things in general is like, you put in your username and password, and then it doesn't work. You get an error, but you can't even always figure out, well, which thing was wrong, or like, before you put in the whole thing, you don't even know if any of it's working or not working. So somehow you get feedback that the phone number's valid before you actually put in a password.
I don't recall exactly, but my guess would be that there is an option in any login. There's always the option of, I forgot my password. And based upon, if they have an entry where you typed in your telephone number, they'll accept that, and they'll give you the link to authorize a reset of your password by sending you a series of numbers or a code in your cell phone text.
Right, you're right. I didn't. I kind of fired the question back too quickly, of course. Yeah, you're right. I should know. I do know that. I just, like, didn't think of it quickly enough before I fired off a question to you. Yeah, I'll try that. All right. We'll see. And I guess I'll let you know sometime. Thanks, Roy. So I hope there's anybody out there. Anybody got any radio questions, et cetera?
Well, it seems like this is going to be an extremely short session.
It does look that way. Let me see. Usually, well, it's 9:17 now. What do you want to do? I'd give it X number of more minutes.
Well, I'm not a big fan of dead air, but I really don't have any particular stories to tell tonight, and I never want these nets to become monologues. I'm sure the FCC wouldn't like it. So I don't know. We'll give it a few more minutes. I don't think I'm just going to jabber on and on until, you know, 9:30 or 9:45. Well, you know, we'll give it to 9:20, 9:21, 9:22. And if there ain't nobody out there, then so be it. That's that's the nature of some nets. I mean, that's possibly why the number of nets in general have diminished progressively through the years. There used to be far more nets in general and technical nets. Nowadays, the only technical nets other than me, myself, and I that I am aware of are kind of, grouped together either via All-Star or DMR, Brandmeister, those gateway type of things where, there are people participating from one end of the world to the other end. Local repeater nets, old artifact that's fading away. So this just might be another unfortunate example of that. It's just too local. We don't really advertise through All Star and such. Well, we don't really have an All Star connection. Limark has an All Star connection, so it's not much we can really do. If local hams in the metropolitan area have better things to do on a Wednesday night, then so be it. Anyway, once again, this is AC2GS. My name is Roy, and this is the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net. We're open for business twice a month, and we started once a month, but we had enough business that I felt that we could handle twice a month, but then something happened and everyone disappeared, and so we're talking to ourselves here. So anyway, if anyone out there has any questions or comments or topics for discussion tonight, please hit that push to talk and say hello.
Alpha Echo 2, Yankee Golf. I have nothing to add except that I was listening and I'll listen to the end of the conversation this evening. Good evening, Roy.
Good evening, Sam. I hope you're doing well. I thank you for coming by and saying hello. Yeah, it looks like the conversation's going to be ending very soon because there's not much to our conversation right now. It's just more of a monologue.
KE2 Foxtrot India Lima. I had a comment about the gentleman who was having problems with his Discord.
Oh, okay. Please feel free.
My name's Matt, by the way. I've heard people having issues if the number is a landline or a VoIP number, or it had possibly been used on a previous account that was banned, then you might not be able to use that number. And I've heard that Discord's support is pretty poor when it comes to resolving those issues, so just some things to consider.
Okay, Matt. I used it. I used my landline to go into Discord. I don't think the telephone companies give out the information of what's a landline and what's a cell phone. Because last year I had my landline phone number stolen. A social engineer contacted my provider and told them that I was moving to another provider, and that new provider plugged it into a cell phone line because he was able to text message and try to gain access to my accounts using that. So I don't think the telephone companies label landlines as anything different than the cell phone numbers are.
K2NBB, we were doubling. I was just saying quickly that it's my cell phone, and in case you didn't hear this before, and I've had this number for quite a while, and I wasn't kicked off, so it was... none of those things, but maybe I gave him the number before and didn't remember. Anyway, I'll check further into this, but thanks for the feedback.
Okay, very good.
Especially when they don't offer any type of support, but good luck with it, and I hope it works out.
Okay, thank you.
Another great organization, what can I tell you? Unfortunately, Discord is a lot like any other tool. A hammer, you could use it to build a house, or you could use it to bash your neighbor's skull in. It's kind of the same thing, unfortunately, afflicts Discord. They have a hands-off kind of policy, so you could either have some friendly exchanges and conversations, or you could set up a drug ring on the darn things.
That's why it's called Discord. Back to that.
I don't know. It's an interesting place. I have a lot of different accounts linked to it, and I go into it every so often. And there's a low signal to noise ratio. There's a lot of conversations that end up kind of a lot like Reddit has a tendency to. They kind of veer off into something entirely different for no apparent reason.
Right. right.
They tend to think a lot of their users suffer from attention deficit disorder.
Check it out. I do this one group on Signal. That's all I know. Just this one group. I don't even know about the rest of Signal. So, yeah. Anyway, back to you.
Were you part of the group that were discussing the invasion and attack on the Houthis?
Yes, I do know about that. I wasn't in that group. Yes, indeed.
Okay, that's good. I don't think anyone's gonna have any prison time because of that, because that's the way the world is working these days. In the old days, probably be in the jail cell for at least a year and a half. Anyway, once again, I continue to be Alpha Charlie 2 Golf Sierra AC2GS. I'm net control operator for this, the Kings County Radio Club Technical Net, and we're here on the second and fourth Wednesday of each and every month, starting at 9 p.m. and going on for as long as people need us, and right now it seems like no one needs us at all. So I don't know what to tell you guys. If anyone has any questions or comments or topics that they would like to kind of roll around, we're still open for business. If I just hear crickets and silence, I'll consider just calling it a net, and we'll move on to other things tonight. So it's up to the people listening and the people with the transmitters nearby. If you have a question or a comment and you want to ask, then hit that push to talk. Otherwise, probably the next thing you'll hear is my closing lines. Very well. This net has been brought to you by the Kings County Radio Club. Our club is an ARRL affiliated club based in Brooklyn, New York, and we meet on the first Wednesday of each and every month. Our next meeting will be May 7th, which will be a hybrid meeting and virtual meeting using Zoom software. Club members will be emailed with the details of the meeting. The physical location of the in-person portion of the meeting is the Knights of Columbus at 1511 10th Avenue. Non-members wishing to join a general club meeting can email me, AC2GS, with some form of information, identification rather, for the required link. Although our meetings informally begin after 7 p.m., our formal regular general meeting starts at 8 p.m. and continues until anywhere from 9 to 10 p.m., depending upon the number of points that are covered. We have a weekly 2-meter club net every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. on this repeater, and this technical net meets on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at 9 p.m. We also sponsor a 10-meter net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on 28.380 or 381 upper sideband. We offer an audio stream of our KC2RC repeater on the internet, as well as our 10-meter net. It's located by typing into your browser, stream.kc2rc.com. Members participate, although we do appreciate it when our fellow hams join our club, and as always, an application is readily available on our club's website. If you would like to contact the host of this technical net, simply address your email to tech@kc2rc.com. We maintain an active website at www.kingscountyradioclub.com or www.kc2rc.com, which offers archives of this technical net, amateur radio news, original articles, and technical forums. Please visit our website and participate. Our website hosting services were generously donated by the local Brooklyn-based web hosting company, Three Aliens Web Hosting, who we would like to thank. As the great philosopher Jimi Hendrix once said, knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. So try to listen a lot more and talk a lot less. It's time to roll this all up and shut it all down, but we'll be back to do this all over again in 2 weeks. That would be the April 23rd. Thanks to everyone that participated tonight, especially my co-host Bob KD2NBB. Without you guys, I would just be talking to myself, a lot like I've been doing tonight. Anyway, this is Roy, AC2GS, going clear and getting the heck out of here. Stay safe, be well, and we'll see you down the line.
73 Roy and everybody else, good try. We made a noble effort. So, better luck 2 weeks down the road. See how everything's going. Okay, 73s, this is KD2NBB going clear.